Hello and welcome to East Valley News. I'm your volunteer reader, Dan Kaplan, and today we're focusing on news from the towns of Mesa and Apache Junction. Our first story, 119 JCPenney stores sold, including these four in Arizona. Here's what to know. More than 100 JCPenney stores, including four in Arizona, will be sold to a Boston private equity firm for $947 million. The all-cash sale of 119 JCPenney properties to an affiliate of Onyx Partners Limited was announced on July 25. The companies expect a September 8 closing of the deal for the net lease stores, which pay rent and operating expenses. Property management company Newmark and Hilco Real Estate had been seeking buyers for these JCPenney locations for Copper Property, a trust formed by JCPenney's lenders as part of the retailer's reorganization after its 2020 bankruptcy filing. Following JCPenney's bankruptcy, Copper Property took control of about 160 JCPenney locations and six distribution centers. Simon Property Group and Brookfield Asset Management, Inc. took over JCPenney operations and the remaining locations. The department store chain, which currently has about 650 stores, was one of the largest retailers to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The money from the transaction will go to JCPenney creditors. After closing costs, between $928 million and $932 million will be distributed, Principal Financial Officer Larry Finger said on July 28 during a conference call discussing the transaction. These Arizona stores were set to be sold by September 8. Glendale, Arrowhead Town Center location, 7750 West Arrowhead Town Center. Goodyear, Palm Valley Cornerstone location, 13333 West McDowell Road, Mesa Superstition Springs Mall location, 6525 East Southern Avenue, and Yuma Palms Regional Center location, 1375 South Yuma Palms Parkway. All 119 stores that were sold are currently operational. The buyer, Onyx Partners, did not respond to a request for comment from USA Today. JCPenney closed more than 200 U.S. locations when the retailer filed for bankruptcy amid the COVID-19 pandemic. More recently, seven store closings announced in February 2025 became official in May 2025. No Arizona locations were shuttered. An affiliate of Onyx Partners Limited, which is a Boston-based private equity firm, bought JCPenney. There are 17 JCPenney stores in Arizona, including the four stores that were sold. The other stores are located at Ahwatukee Foothills, 5050 East Ray Road, Casa Grande, 1041 North Promenade Parkway, Chandler, 2180 South Gilbert Road, Douglas, 90 West 5th Street, Flagstaff, 4600 North US 89, Lake Havasu City, 5651 State Route 95 North, Nogales, 220 West Mariposa Road, Phoenix, 4510 East Cactus Road, Prescott, 3200 Gateway Boulevard, Sholo, 4481 South White Mountain Road, Tempe, 1900 East Rio Salado Parkway, and Tucson, 4530 North Oracle Road, 5265 South Calle Santa Cruz. And that story was 119 JCPenney stores sold, including these four in Arizona. Here's what to know. The next story, Rural Metro plans to negotiate service if Santan Valley incorporates. Residents of Santan Valley will vote on Tuesday on whether to incorporate the area. Among voters' concerns is what type of emergency services will the proposed town of Santan Valley have if incorporation comes through. Rural Metro Fire Department has announced it will continue to provide fire and emergency services for the proposed town. Rural Metro has prepared a service proposal for consideration and negotiation by any future Santan Valley Council that outlines how Rural Metro will continue to provide fire coverage for all residents of the town, according to a press release. The proposal also ensures continuity of service using Rural Metro's established firehouses, equipment, and experienced personnel. Currently, Santan Valley residents are covered by Rural Metro if they subscribe to the service. Rural Metro does fight fires for non-subscribers, but they are billed afterward. Rural Metro has not furnished any details about the service proposal, including who would be covered, would subscriptions be necessary, and what costs to residents or the town would be. A call to Rural Metro has not yet been returned. Since 1948, Rural Metro has proudly served Central Arizona with dedication and excellence, stated Tim Soule, Fire Chief, Regional Director, Central Arizona Operations, in the release. We are excited to support the incorporation of Santan Valley and to work with its future leaders to safeguard the community. As for public safety, it is likely the proposed town will continue to work with the Pinal County Sheriff's Office. The process of a new town establishing a fire department and police force can be a lengthy and expensive one. For example, Queen Creek was incorporated in 1989, but it was not until 2008 that it launched its fire department. The Queen Creek Police Department hit the streets in 2022. The group Santan Valley Inc. has led the attempt to incorporate the region, which is home to an estimated 100,000 people in Pinal County. If the measure passes, the Pinal County Board of Supervisors would have to officially incorporate the town and then appoint leaders to get the new government running using $51 million in state shared revenue. The county would pass all responsibility for the area to the new town leaders on July 1, 2026. This has been the most successful of several attempts at incorporation, as it has made it all the way to the ballot box. Other efforts to incorporate Santan Valley failed in 2004, 2010, and 2017. That story was Rural Metro plans to negotiate service if Santan Valley incorporates. The next story, deputies shoot and kill man armed with knife in Metro Phoenix apartment complex. A man was shot and killed by deputies after he approached them with a knife and refused to follow their commands, according to the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. At about 9 p.m. on July 27, deputies arrived at an apartment complex near Crimson and Broadway Roads near Mesa, where they made contact with a 40-year-old man who was making suicidal statements, MCSO spokesperson Dave Moyer said in a statement. The man lived at the apartment complex and was found by deputies to be armed with a knife, according to Moyer. Deputies ordered the man to drop the knife, but he continued to advance toward them. Moyer said deputies shot the man when he failed to comply with verbal commands and posed an imminent threat. The man died at the scene, despite deputies providing him with first aid, according to Moyer. No one else, including the deputies, was injured during the shooting. An investigation by MCSO Major Crimes Detectives is ongoing, Moyer added. That story was deputies shoot and kill man armed with knife in Metro Phoenix apartment complex. The next story, $7,000 grant sought for Dementia Education Memory Cafe in Gold Canyon. A request to authorize the submission of a grant application by Gold Canyon Community Inc. for $7,000 for dementia education was approved recently by the Pinal County Board of Supervisors. The board voted unanimously July 2 on a consent agenda with other items to approve a resolution seeking the funding from the Ak-Chin Indian Community Shared Revenue Program and for Pinal County to serve as the fiscal agent. Dementia education helps to create a more informed and supportive community that benefits everyone. It can lead to a stronger, healthier society where people feel empowered to contribute in supporting those living with dementia and their families, GCCI Vice President David Coward wrote in an application for the grant. Target audience beneficiaries are people living with dementia, their families, caregivers, and the community, he wrote of the funds to be used January 1 to December 31, 2026. Community training is to be held at events at a memory cafe, which is to provide a welcoming, supportive environment for people with memory loss and their caregivers, according to a written narrative. It will offer opportunities for social interaction, cognitive stimulation, emotion support, and community building in a relaxed, non-judgmental setting. The goals of the memory care are to create a safe, inclusive space for people living with dementia and their caregivers, to reduce isolation and improve mental well-being through social interaction and fun activities, to offer caregivers emotional support, respite, and useful resources, to build awareness about dementia and foster a dementia-friendly community, it states. That story was $7,000 grant sought for Dementia Education Memory Cafe in Gold Canyon. The next story, Mesa pastor accused of sexually abusing 16-year-old church member. A 61-year-old Mesa pastor was accused of molesting a 16-year-old member of the church who was meeting with him to help her grieve the recent loss of her brother. Stanley J. was arrested July 23 and ordered held on a $200,000 bond. His attorney, David Lish, did not return a request for comment. The pastor's wife sent an electronic message in late May to members of Worship Life Center Church that said J. was stepping down from the church, according to court documents. The wife told a member of the church that there were explicit text messages between the pastor and the 16-year-old victim, the documents say. A church member informed Mesa police on May 28, according to the documents, and detectives interviewed the victim on May 29. The victim and her family were described in court documents as being friends with the pastor and his family. The victim and her mother had been very involved with Worship Life Center Church for several years, the document says. Over the past year, the pastor made comments about the teenage victim's body, documents say. In early May, the victim met with the pastor to grieve the loss of her brother. Jay touched her over her clothes, documents say. The contact escalated in subsequent meetings, documents say, with Jay asking her to share nude photos of herself with him. The girl told police she felt disgusted, but she felt compelled to send the photos. She also said she was scared to tell her mother. Jay, according to the court documents, asked the victim to pinky promise she would not tell anyone. The website for Worship Life Center Church was down as of July 28, as was the Facebook page. During a sermon on May 25, held on the birthday of Pastor Stan, days before he stepped down, Jay told members of his church he didn't think he would get to this point in life because of the life I've lived. In his sermon, Jay described himself as a 3-time convicted felon. Jay said during his sermon that he used to smoke dope and described being revived from a concrete slab. Jay's sermon on that day was on the importance of working on the mind to stop negative thinking, saying it could overrule any good alignment of heart and spirit. "You've got to manage this thing," he said, pointing to his head, "or that thing's going to ruin you." That story was Mesa pastor accused of sexually abusing 16-year-old church member. You're listening to East Valley News on Sun Sounds of Arizona, covering the towns of Mesa and Apache Junction. I'm your volunteer reader, Dan Kaplan. The next story, Shark Tale, August dive-in movie in Apache Junction. Shark Tale is the August dive-in movie at Superstition Shadows Aquatic Center in Apache Junction. It will be shown 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Saturday, August 9, at the Aquatic Center, 1091 West Southern Avenue in Apache Junction. Bring a beach blanket or lawn chair. Entry fee is $3 per person at the gate. No pre-registration. All children age 7 and under must be within arm's reach of an adult at all times. All flotation devices must be Coast Guard approved, and no glass will be allowed. It states at https://www.facebook.com/AJParksandRec/events. Movies are presented by SRP. In the event of bad weather prior to movie time, the program could possibly be moved to the Apache Junction Multi-Generational Center. For information on this program or other programs and services, call the Apache Junction Parks and Recreation Department at 480-983-2181 or go to https://www.apachejunctionaz.gov/111/parks-recreation. That story was Shark Tale, August Dive-In Movie in Apache Junction. The next story, Metro Phoenix's malls are transforming. Here's how. When large-scale shopping malls were being developed, they were built in places with easy transportation access near densely populated areas to create a built-in customer base. Online shopping, food delivery, and other consumer habit changes have rendered many of the traditional indoor malls to be functionally obsolete, but their strategic locations have made those sites attractive for new types of development. Phoenix is booming, and low retail vacancy continue to drive the need for more stores and restaurants, but they will look very different than the bygone enclosed Power Center Mall. Here is a look at some former and existing malls in the Valley and what is next for them. Los Arcos, an early mall development, became Sky Song. Los Arcos, which was once floated as a potential landing spot for the Arizona Coyotes, has become Sky Song, the ASU Scottsdale Innovation Center. Sky Song was developed primarily as an office development, also featuring apartments, a hotel and retail, and restaurant space. Construction began in 2006, and the first buildings opened in 2008. The site is mostly built out, but does have some remaining land for development. Park Central, reused for offices, parking lot makes way for medical school. The redevelopment of Park Central reused and converted large department stores into office spaces and other uses. Instead of razing the whole site, developers stripped down the layers of paint and stucco on the walls to expose ductwork. They removed parts of the walls to add roll-up garage doors to make offices with indoor and outdoor workspace. Creighton University's Health Sciences campus was built on the surface parking lot of the mall, along with an apartment complex, a hotel, and additional retail pads. Metro Center to become an urban village. Metro Center Mall, now called the Metropolitan, began demolition of the buildings in November, and now the site is being cleared for new construction. The site will be redeveloped as a heavily residential project, which will mostly focus on for-sale townhomes. The development team has also begun work to find the right stores, restaurants, and entertainment venues to take spaces at the Metropolitan. Paradise Valley, now PV, leans into high-end local businesses. The former Paradise Valley Mall, now called PV, is in the middle of a redevelopment that also focuses on both residential and retail, with some office space. Phoenix-based Red Development bought the mall in early 2021 and demolished most of it. The 100-acre site allows for up to 3,000 apartment units, including about 1,000 that are already complete or under construction. Local favorites like Blanco Reserva Cocina and Cantina and Flower Child are open, and Federal Pizza, The Vig, Kala, and Wren House Brewing, all either under construction or planned. Fiesta Mall, a blank canvas. Fiesta Mall was demolished in 2023. The early phases of the new development could take shape soon, Matt Brucker, director of real estate for Verde Investments, the site's owner, said in an email. No decisions have been finalized, but the early phases will likely include apartments and retail. The city has rezoned for a wide variety of uses at the Fiesta Mall site. Brucker said the size and location of the site, one of the largest infill parcels in the region, lends it well to almost any new use. Superstition Springs could get a refresh. Another Mesa Mall that could be ripe for a refresh, but likely not a full redevelopment, is Superstition Springs Center, near Southern Avenue and Power Road. Mesa Economic Development Director Jay O'Donnell said Masarich, the owner of the mall but not all of the anchor stores, has expressed interest in adding new shopping and restaurants in and around the mall site. O'Donnell said Superstition Springs presents a great opportunity to see what the city and developer can do to keep the mall vital. Christown planned for multi-decade changes. The mall remains open but is subject to a long-term redevelopment plan. An apartment plan for the site of a former Costco Auto Center is the first piece of the redevelopment at the site, which is supposed to take 20 to 25 years to complete. Scottsdale Fashion Square and Chandler Fashion Center embrace additions. Chandler Fashion Center, also owned by Masarich, made a major addition in 2023, opening the Phoenix area's first Scheels store. Scottsdale Fashion Square has undergone several major renovations, including a new luxury wing that opened in 2018 and ongoing efforts to add more stores. At Biltmore Fashion Park, the development of the Lifetime Luxury Health Club and plans to add a mixed-use tower in the parking lot keep the center fresh. In the pipeline for Rado and Levine to get new large-scale retail. Phoenix-based Vestar is under construction on Verado Marketplace and is in the planning stages of Levine Town Center, along with a smaller-scale retail center in North Phoenix called Black Mountain Village. Levine Town Center is a partnership between Vestar and Brio Investment Group. It is planned to include up to 530,000 square feet of commercial and retail space, along with up to 1,456 residential units. Verado Marketplace, which will bring more than 50 restaurants and stores to Buckeye, is under construction, with opening anticipated in the first half of next year. The mall will be anchored by Target, Safeway, Ross, Marshall's, HomeGoods, and a Harkins backlot, which includes a movie theater and other family entertainment activities. The project will have about 500,000 square feet of new buildings. And that story was Metro Phoenix's Malls Are Transforming. Here's how. The next story, residents vote on Santan Valley Incorporation on August 5. A two-year effort to get Santan Valley Incorporated reaches the finish line on Tuesday, when residents go to the polls to decide the issue. Early voting for residents who live within the proposed incorporation area borders began July 9. Early voting locations will stay open until 7 p.m. Friday, the last day of in-person voting. The group Santan Valley Inc. has led the attempt to incorporate the region, which is home to an estimated 100,000 people in Pinal County. Our argument is you have a bigger government right now in Pinal County because the area is the size of Connecticut. It's a huge area they have to manage, said Tyler Hudgens, chairman of Santan Valley Inc. What incorporation will do is bring government down close to the people, more local focus on this area. Incorporation would also give Santan Valley residents a say in what businesses, housing, and roads will be in the area, Hudgens said. With more restaurants and retail businesses in the incorporated town of Santan Valley, sales tax dollars will be kept in the area rather than going to neighboring Queen Creek, Hudgens continued. We pay about $51 million in state shared revenue, and $10.5 million of that goes to the city of Phoenix, Hudgens said. That means we are funding the politics and priorities of Phoenix, not necessarily Santan Valley. If the measure passes, the Pinal County Board of Supervisors would have to officially incorporate the town and then appoint leaders to get the new government running using the $51 million in state shared revenue. The county would pass all responsibility for the area to the new town leaders on July 1, 2026. Santan Valley Incorporation is being supported by some members of the Pinal County Board of Supervisors, as well as leaders in some surrounding towns such as Queen Creek. Florence and Apache Junction are being neutral, but that's a big step from the past, Hudgens said. Queen Creek has passed a resolution of support, as well as Mesa, Gilbert, and Chandler. So we've got a lot of support. This has been the most successful of several attempts at incorporation, as it has made it all the way to the ballot. Other efforts to incorporate Santan Valley failed in 2004, 2010, and 2017. Santan Valley, Inc. began its incorporation drive in 2023. In April 2023, the group finished its first phase of work and filed a notice of intent to seek incorporation with the Board of Supervisors. In October 2024, the supervisors voted to allow the organization to start circulating its petition for signatures. In April, the Pinal County Elections Office accepted 10,641 signatures submitted by the group following a signature review and verification. The group needed 6,107 signatures to trigger action by the Board of Supervisors on whether to call an election, which it did at a meeting in May. During that meeting, one county elections official said the Santan Valley Incorporation signature drive was the largest in Arizona history. While social media has been rife with comments opposing incorporation, Hudgens said there has been no organized effort against it. I've probably been attacked two or three times a day online, personally, he said. Once the election is over, Hudgens, his wife, and other people who have devoted themselves to incorporation will contemplate their next steps. Hudgens said he and his wife are deciding, do we want to continue to be involved in this stuff and possibly step into it? There's equal opportunity for us to step into some other things that are in our hearts, so we're wrestling through that. Regardless of what comes after, Hudgens and other members of Santan Valley, Inc. are focusing on Election Day, which may be the region's last best shot at incorporation for years to come. I think if incorporation fails, it's dead for a long time, perhaps forever, because what's different about this one is none of the previous incorporation efforts have ever gone to a public vote, meaning it's been stopped by outside interests before it's ever had a chance for the people to decide their future, Hudgens said. If we vote no, that is the people of this area saying they are not wanting to be incorporated, and that's the will of the people. And that story was Residents Vote on Santan Valley Incorporation on August 5. The next story, Garden Party in August at Apache Junction, MGC. The Apache Junction Parks and Recreation Department is hosting a garden party at the city's multi-generational center. It will be held 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Friday, August 22, at the MGC, 1035 North Idaho Road. And that story was Garden Party in August at Apache Junction, MGC. Remember, if you missed a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org. You can take SunSounds with you by getting our streaming and on demand on our new SunSounds of Arizona app for Apple and Android phones, and you can hear SunSounds on your Echo Dot, our smart home device. This has been East Valley News, covering the towns of Mesa and Apache Junction. I'm your volunteer reader, Dan Kaplan. Now stay tuned for more excellent content on SunSounds of Arizona.